Well, all eyes today, of course, on Isaias as it moves by well to the east of Jacksonville. That's the good news by late morning through the early afternoon, moving by St. John's, Duval, and Nassau County's latitude some 90 to 100 miles at least east of Jacksonville. Could be at hurricane strength at least at times as it makes an approach to the Carolinas tonight and into early tomorrow. But we will be on the kinder, gentler side of Isaias, and that's good news. Really, virtually no impacts west of I-95. A few rain bands will manage to get inland as far as Highway 301, but rainfall amounts will be less than a half inch to maybe a gusty breeze of 20, maybe 30 miles per hour with one of those bands. But I'll tell you what, the inland, you just won't even know there's a strong tropical system offshore. Along the I-95 corridor, there'll be a few spots that manage an inch of rain out of this system, and also some 30 and 35 mile an hour wind gusts at times. And then at the beaches, it's a beating there, especially with the approach of Isaias, because that's when you get that strong onshore east wind. There'll be some beach erosion, strongest winds, very high rip current risk. Best advice to stay out of the water, as we've been saying for days now. Of course, however, once Isaias moves on by, the winds become offshore out of the west this afternoon and this evening, and that will really clean up the surf, and we know it's going to be packed with surfers. But boy, use extra care, as there'll be little gullies and canyons that have been carved out by the strong wave action of the last couple of days, so there still will be a significant rip current risk this afternoon and tonight, even though the winds will be dying down and will go offshore, and it's very inviting. But boy, use extra care, always with a buddy and as close to a lifeguard as at all possible. The storm then continues on into the Carolinas, as I mentioned, later tonight into early tomorrow morning, and then all the way to New England by Wednesday night, where tropical storm warnings are in effect, and we'll finally be able to say goodbye to Isaias. There's another one behind it. I'm thankful to tell you that the name's easier, if nothing else. Josephine, that would be. So I think we can handle that one. But it doesn't look like that particular system has a chance to get very far north and west. Looks like it stays well east of the United States, stays north of the Caribbean as well, so kind of out there, no man's land out over the Atlantic. Good news there. Of course, always more in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. In summary, when it comes to Isaias, we're looking at strongest winds through early this afternoon at our beaches, 20 to 30 miles per hour, some gusts to tropical storm force, perhaps around 40 miles per hour. There should be virtually no damage, though, and maybe some minor brief power outages here and there. But infrastructure should be able to handle this without any problem, and all essential services should be able to be open or reopen very soon here. So we're in good shape. Average rainfall, 1 to 2 inches at the beaches, locally a little bit more perhaps here and there. By the time you get to Interstate 95, rainfall averaging an inch or so, a few spots maybe an inch and a half, gusty winds 15 to 25 miles per hour with a few gusts to 30 miles per hour. And you get to near Highway 301 and points west, far western Duval, western Clay, and western Nassau, Baker County, virtually no impacts. There'll be a few showers today, maybe an isolated thunderstorm, a gusty breeze with any of those bands that develop, but really no problem at all. Less than a half inch of rain on average when you get well inland. There is still some threat for an isolated water spout or tornado with a few of these bands, so we'll keep an eye on that. Conditions improve as we go through the afternoon from south to north, and we'll see pretty calm conditions by this evening and overnight, which should make for a beautiful view of our full moon rise tonight, which will be a little bit after 8 o'clock. Sunset is at about 8:20, about the same time as the moon rise. Oh, it'll be just beautiful if we can clear out the skies fast enough as Isaias moves away. And we'll see improving weather conditions overall. As far as the weather goes the rest of the week, the story is the heat and scattered afternoon storms returning. There are quite a few spots this week that'll get more rain from afternoon storms middle and end of the week versus what we're seeing with the tropics right now. Highs tomorrow reach the mid-90s, likewise on Wednesday. Just a few afternoon storms tomorrow. The coverage looks to be less than half the area, but then we'll pick up that coverage again by Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And everybody should get at least some more rain even after we get through today. Over the next few days with a pretty wet weather pattern resuming mid and late week and seasonably hot and humid temperatures as we're now into the first week of August. Stay safe. Take care of yourself and one another. We've missed out on a pretty major storm here, and that's good news. It's pretty much gone as expected and as forecast. I hope you've been keeping up to date with Talking the Tropics with Mike. hope and I would like to think that we guided you through this next tropical system that we've had yet again. And, of course, still relatively early in the tropical season. The peak is not until September 10th, and the end of the season not until the end of November. Thorny weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.